Hi, I'm Jeremy Reese, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I'm Vice President of External Relations and Public Policy. So at the time, you know, it's hard to even think back 10 weeks ago. But if you remember, like in early March, it was like every day the sirens were, they were just picking up a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And I got sick March 11th. So it must have been like the weekend of March 7th and 8th. And it was like super nice out. And I remember like going to the pharmacy and just getting like cough drops. And the pharmacy was already running low. And everything was packed and no one was social distancing. And it just felt really unsafe. And I was, you know, in touch with my friends in Europe. You were seeing these dire predictions. We were 2 weeks behind them and everything was going on like normal. And we had elected officials saying, go and dine out. You have to dine out, like support the economy. And I just felt like I was living in this really frightening alternative universe. It's like this train wreck that you see coming. I stopped going to meetings very early that were large gatherings. Like it just didn't feel safe to me. I actually feel like I was experiencing like PTSD before the trauma actually happened. You know, I had friends that were saying, this is the flu, this is the flu. And, you know, I have one friend I haven't spoken to because I was like, I literally just like, I love you, but like, you're not in New York City. You're in Austin, Texas. And I actually don't have the space to even have this dialogue because I know I'm right. You know, you may think I'm not right, but I know I'm right because I know what I'm seeing. I know what I'm experiencing. It's been intense. I think for everyone, I would say there's a lot of collective trauma. My husband and I both had COVID in early mid-March. We luckily both recovered very quickly. I am lucky. I'm safe. I'm housed. I'm fed. I have a job. I'm okay. And Henry Street, since COVID has started, I've been responsible for designing our emergency cash assistance programs, overseeing a helpline that we created for our community. Henry Street is deeply, deeply committed to ensuring equity and to ensuring resources are allocated to those who need it. Listen, the first thing we did right at the beginning was a survey of thousands of the people in our network and asked them how they've been affected already. What do they need? I mean, it's literally saving lives. Like we are delivering food to people who say they haven't eaten in days. Of all the things I've been able to do at Henry Street, I actually feel most proud about being able to launch these cash assistance programs for undocumented workers that have been laid off from their jobs that literally have access to nothing. We've led with our hearts on this, while also, like, obviously, we're running a business, and there has been hardship. Like, in the cases where we've had to lay off staff, I mean, government just ended programs. You know, they ended our summer youth employment program with a day's notice. You know, thank you for running this program since 1962. It ends tomorrow. So, you know, you can't keep a whole team of staff running a program that doesn't exist. So we created a Henry Street Job Corps. We've redeployed 40-plus staff who are inactive. You know, if you are the technical director, like I said, of our art center, there's no shows going on. So there's no need for a technical director. But our technical director is now our acting director of food distribution. And there's 40 other examples of that at Henry Street. I'm grateful to do this interview because I do want all of our stories to be recorded and for people to understand what it was like. And I think for everyone, there's going to be different phases of this.